Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. A Māori legal academic says this week's High Court case pitting ministers against the Waitangi Tribunal will set a precedent. The Crown yesterday asked the court to rule on whether the tribunal can summon Children's Minister Karen Chaw to explain the government's decision to scrap Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act, which sets expectations on the department to uphold mana tamariki and the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. Dr. Carwin Jones, an adjunct professor at Victoria University's Te Kawa a Māui Māori Studies Department, says it will set a clear standard for ministers.
It would send an unfortunate signal to government ministers if they were simply allowed to ignore requests for information from an independent commission of inquiry like the Waitangi Tribunal.
In the past, ministers have responded to requests from the Waitangi Tribunal by filing comprehensive statements and in some cases turning up in person. But the court was told yesterday Minister Chaw had consistently refused to provide evidence in person or via affidavit. A decision is expected Wednesday afternoon. Associate Justice Minister Nicole McKee won't rule out Māori being disproportionately affected under a revised three strikes law. The government announced yesterday it will bring back the law for chronic, repeat and violent offenders, which was repealed by Labour in 2022. A Treasury evaluation of the law at that time found during the decade it was in effect, Māori were almost nine times more likely to receive a first strike than Europeans or other ethnicities, and over 18 times more likely to receive a second. Of the 17 individuals who received a third strike, which meant the sentencing judge had to impose the maximum jail term without parole, 82% were Māori. Ms. McKee says the new three strikes law will clean up some of the Bill of Rights issues and give judges more discretion in cases where harsh outcomes would be manifestly unjust.
Lower level offending, those where sentences are 24 months or less, will not be captured in the three strikes regime. And to be quite frank, whether it's Māori Pacifica or anybody else, it's taking away the criminal activity from all New Zealanders that has been committed by all New Zealanders, regardless of their ethnicity.
The bill could lead up to 90 extra prisoners a year over the next 10 years, costing up to an extra $11 million. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!